And now our headline story today, the rallies are taking place across the country here in Iran on the 33rd anniversary rather of the US embassy takeover. Back in 1979, Iranian revolutionary students stormed the former US embassy building, and now 33 years on, we're seeing demonstrators gathering at the site of the former US embassy building, now known as the Den of Spies, here in Tehran. Joining me now live from Beirut, Mr. Ebrahim Mousavi. He's a political analyst. Mr. Mousavi, a lot of comments, a lot of sentiments here in Iran when it comes to the United States, the role that the United States has had concerning the Iranian revolution, the policies that the U.S. has had against Iran. Tell us about the sentiments towards the U.S. in your country, Lebanon, and the role that the U.S. plays when it comes to policies there.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate those who are hearing us about the success and the victory of the Islamic Republic in Iran, the awareness of the younger people who took hold of the embassy at the time, because they really wanted to nip the bud at a very earlier stage. There has been a joke that circulated at a certain time in history during the advent, if you want, or the zenith of the American expansionism and interventionism. It still applies today. This joke says simply, what does it take to have a coup in a certain country? Or if you want, you can ask it in another way, why there is no coup d'etat in the United States of America? And the direct and simple answer would be that there is no American embassy in the United States of America, because the embassies are outside. So if you want to have any turbulence, any disturbance, any problem in a country, you need only to have an American embassy, because it would be the place for plotting, for conspiracies, and for all sort of damage to a certain country. This applies to Lebanon as well. When you talk about the sentiments, we've always been suffering from the American intervention, that we feel even there are names, the people here in Lebanon maybe know certain American names more than they know their own MPs and their ambassadors or their ministers, because the Americans do interfere in every detail in the Lebanese political life. They take sides with the Lebanese parties, they try to provoke them, they try to push them to do things that completely against the situation in Lebanon or the interest of the domestic Lebanese. Here again I say, for example, what happened in Iran from the very beginning, and this is something that should be congratulated for, that should be venerated and respected, is that the awareness was high from the very beginning by the thoughts of the revolutionaries in the Islamic Republic of Iran. They were very sure, they knew who's the enemy, what they are doing. And now after 33 years, as we can all see, Iran is there, is becoming more and more important, very influential in the world and regional and local politics in different places. It is the head, it is the Zaim, it's the leader of an axis of steadfastness and resistance against the American hegemony, against the American and Western conspiracies against the region. And this is enough of a pride for Iran as a leadership, for Iran as people, and for all those who are now, like, they have become grown-ups, they have become older and older, but when they did take that movement, they have made an example, they had made an arch model that could be emulated and followed by people all over the world.
Mr. Ebrahim Mousavi, political analyst, joining me there live from Beirut with his comments. Thank you very much, Mr. Mousavi, for being with us.